Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, November the 9th. The 76ers have a game tonight here in Sacramento against the Sacramento Kings at Golden 1 Center. Probably one of the top arenas in the league. I know it's one of the newest arenas in the league, but this is a great venue. You know, the funny thing about tonight's game is this is a big game for the Sixers, and I know some people may say, what are you talking about, Pompey? You know, the 76ers are hot right now. The Sixers are 6-4. They have a 5-game winning streak. They won 6 out of their last 7 games. And then you look at a team like the Sacramento Kings, a team that is 2-8, a team that's only won one home game this season, and that happened Tuesday. And you know, they have at 2-8, they have the third worst record in the league, behind Atlanta and Dallas, two teams who the Sixers have already defeated. So when you think of that, you say, what are you talking about, man? The Sixers should kill this squad. To me, that's when you get a little concerned. You know, yes, the Sixers should kill this squad. You know, when you have a young team, in my opinion, it's easier to get up for the teams who are supposed to give you a tough competition, a tough battle. But when you play a team like Sacramento, and then right after that you have a much anticipated game against the Golden State Warriors, the defending NBA champions, sometimes, you know, you always say to your squad, focus on the game at hand. But let's face it, they really want to play well against the Warriors, and it's not a slight against Sacramento. Of course they're young, but and, of course, everyone's saying that our focus is on tonight's game. But you never really know until the game starts, especially when you have a young team that's having success, a team that's not used to having success. And then they have to go in here and they have to play a squad that everyone expects them to beat. To me, sometimes that can be the toughest thing. Now, for the Sixers, you know, the Sixers are expected to get Joel Embiid back tonight. Embiid was scheduled to arrive Wednesday night to join the team at their hotel here in Sacramento. You know, he didn't play the last game due to rest. He did not practice with the team yesterday. He was back in Camden, New Jersey at the team's practice facility doing physical therapy and one-on-one court work drills with his workout guy. So, you know, he'll be here tonight, and he'll play. He's scheduled to play. So they'll have they'll have the luxury of having him back. You know, the thing is, now here comes the Jahlil Okafor trade saga again. You know, there's reports out of Phoenix that the Suns are interested in acquiring him. You know, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, a lot of people can recall that the Suns were one of the teams who were interested in Okafor before. I mean, they were interested in him actually as recently as a couple weeks ago. But then, you know, trade talks were stalled because of the Eric Bledsoe situation. You know, I think Phoenix shut down everything until it became a point where they could trade him, and now there's some interest level back in Okafor. You know, so there's going to be more. There's going to be a lot of trade discussions, and I think the more that the offers that the Sixers get, they're going to take their time and try to see what's best for the organization. I mean, we already know that they're not trying to give him up for free. You know, they don't want to take in a deal that's going to affect any of their cap space. So they're not going to trade him for someone, you know, who makes a lot of money or something like that. I mean, they do have $15 million available to do that. But at the same time, it's one of those things where we all know that they're trying to, you know, give some of that money to Robert Covington after, you know, they're going to be able to renegotiate his deal, which comes next Wednesday. So, you know, don't expect them to take in like a guy who's making like tens of millions of dollars or anyone like that. That's not going to happen. But I could see them making a trade for a draft pick and also taking someone who has an expiring contract. I mean, if they trade for that guy now, acquire him now, they could probably move that person at the trade deadline for a team that really needs him. Because I don't think that at this particular time that the Sixers, there's one guy out there who you'll say the Sixers need to get right now to help this team. I think that they're set for now in regards to the players they have. And it's just a matter of maybe next year moving forward with the cap space that they're going to have and probably bringing in another max player. So, you know, there are certain names out there, people saying that person will help them. I mean, right now I'm looking at their starting lineup, unless they can get a rotation player off the bench. But for the most part, you know, I think that, you know, with the starting lineup that they have right now, with Dario at the four, you know, with J.J. Redick at the two, Covington at the three, with Embiid at the five and Simmons at the one, is the way they want to go. Now, when Markelle Fultz comes back, it's going to be a matter of them, you know, trying to get, you know, Markelle integrated into the flow of the game. And then next year, I don't see him starting this year just because he's so behind. But then next year, you know, you have to ask yourself, you know, do you want to keep J.J. Redick at the two? Do I want to bring Markelle off the bench? So there's a lot of things that the Sixers have to think about. But for this particular season, I really just don't see them going out there and acquiring a starter to help this team. I think that they may get a rotation player. But again, like they said before, and like sources continue to say, they're not trying to go out there and make a big name splash if it's going to cost them some of their cap space that, you know, is going to go to Robert Covington. So tonight's game is important. We'll see what the Sixers can do. I know some people think that, hey, they'll kill them. But when you have a young squad, you know, consistency is hard. You know, it's hard. You know, heck, it's hard for a team like, as we find out, the Cavaliers right now. And sometimes Golden State will look past teams, and as they did early on, and suffered a couple of L's. So, you know, I want to thank you all for listening, and sorry it's been so long since I had a podcast. I'm having just a little difficulties, you know, with this new, like we're on Megaphone before we were on Audio Boom, and it's just one of those things where I just have to get a little adjusted to things, and I apologize that I haven't been as active as before, but I promise you that I will be as active as I was in the previous two seasons, or previous season. I want to thank y'all, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.